Imagine a world where the sum of all knowledge is accessible for anyone. Knowledge is being presented in so many different ways. Some of it is text, and you can easily access and skim through it. Some of it you have to see, and some of it you have to touch and experience. We're having this remote experience today, right now. I'd love to be in Leipzig with you, or together with you. But we can't, because times are crazy. And the digital world at least makes it possible to gain knowledge in a different way. And of course, we at Wikimedia Deutschland, we see that, and we try to provide good content for everyone. We try to help the community of the Wikisphere, of the Wikiversum, like in the Wikidata community, in the Wikipedia community, or Wikimedia Commons, and so many more projects, to access great sources to make it work in different contexts, to be able to remix knowledge, to put it to good use, and to reach an audience worldwide. It's been 20 years now, and the Wikipedia has started without much photos, and there was even a debate going on whether photos and images are good for the Wikipedia, because text you can easily edit and anyone can do it, but photos and videos, there's a whole different approach, and there's a whole more sets of skills to be able to access and to edit it, and that makes it harder to renew stuff and to adapt it, but also to create it. And the communities and the volunteers in the Wikisphere, they are sometimes having a hard time to get good CGIs, for example, or to get good graphics, to make those, to make beautiful articles, and to make good shows. They are not always available. It's costs money, the studio, the equipment, and the graphics, the producing. And there's already a lot of money spent on producing that kind of content. And we want to bring that to good use in Wikipedia and in the other spheres. We have been reaching out, we have been approached by the community to reach out to the public broadcasters. And that's what we did. And this is our journey. And I want to go on this together with you, a little bit of recap, and then a way of you to help us with that mission, and to also reach out and bring good content into the public sphere, to really be able to help others, to help educators in those crazy times, and together make the sum of all knowledge available to anyone in different ways, not only text but also videos, like this one. So the talk is called Public Service, Public Value, and the subline is When Stars Collide. There's a reason for that. I could talk now about how stars are going around each other, and they attract each other, and then they come together, and then there's a bang, and sometimes there's a neutron star, and then shooting all kinds of crazy stuff out of it, which we can then measure here on Earth. I could also show you this video, and I think the video provided here with NASA content would be a much better way to approach this knowledge. And the beautiful thing about this, not only because it's good stuff coming out of it, and which matches the talk, but also that the NASA content is not copyright protected, most of it, because it's provided by a federal agency and there's US copyright law. But also the ESA, the European Space Agency, it also now provides content under a public or under an open license, which can be adapted. So we had a big publicly funded agency, the ESA, which produced good content, scientific content, which could be used to, or could be put to good use. And they actively decided to adapt Creative Commons licensing, to adapt open licenses, so that people could do good stuff with it. And that's what we wanted to public broadcasters to do as well, which was not an easy task, but we had great experiences and cooperations, and we're working together now really good. The public broadcasters in Germany are having a budget of about 8 billion euros per annum, and they make content available online. Well, you can access it. You can't really download most of it. You cannot remix it, which is a problem for educators, because remix is like the standard case, the everyday case for teachers. I used to be a teacher. I took screenshots, put them on papers, and built little quizzes out of stuff, or not used a whole broadcast, but parts of it. And that's not really how I can use public broadcasts most of the time, because it has all rights reserved, and I can just use it in a non-commercial manner. And there lies the first problem. What is non-commercial? When I'm teaching a public school, okay, but when I'm teaching in the afternoon in kind of overtime, paid by the hour, to help a student privately, or when I'm having a blog or a website and there's advertisements on that to pay the fees for the hosting, do I then monetize the content? Or if there's a private partnership and the sponsoring there, if I'm putting it in student paper and publishing it and then selling the student paper because printing stuff costs, is this then monetized? Is this commercial? Is it not? So there's a whole can of worms right there. So the content that's provided by the public broadcasters, bottom line, is not usable for any day use, and not usable for Wikipedia, at least not for remix and republishing issues. That's bad. And that's especially when there's 8 billion euros every year going into those public broadcasters. That should be something we should engage in. Now, we approached them, and in most cases, when you approach the lawyers of a public broadcaster, they say, well, we'd like if you use that content, but if you are asking me for permission to use that content in that specific context, I have to say no. If you ask me, I have to say no. And this is a bullshit situation right there. I mean, you have someone who provides good non-fictional content which should be used for educational use. He wants it to be used in that way. There's an educator who wants to use it in that way, but we can't come together because of licensing policies. I know it's legally right, but it still feels wrong. And we could, other than piracy, we can do something about it. I mean, the content the public broadcasters provide, they are editorially independent. So they may be publicly funded, but the politics stay out of the editorial process. So there may be some in the supervisory boards, and there's a whole debate going on about that in Germany, for example. But the editors are free, and there's good content produced, and content you can trust on. Content where there's a whole set of producers behind it who fact check and who, if they make a mistake, make it right again. The public broadcasters are non-for-profit, and they want to provide public content, or as they call it, public value. And I think we can help with that. We have this beautiful big platform where anyone who's searching for information lands at some point, whether he's approaching it via speech assistance, which is then asking Wikipedia or Wikidata for information, or whether he just puts it into a search box and then finds it and accesses, for example, the text in Wikipedia. The content can be reused in all kinds of manners, because it is public, it is openly licensed. Like most likely, so there's a whole range of licenses you can choose. We choose the most open licenses of Wikipedia. That's a community decision. CC BY, CC BY share alike, or even CC0. I won't go too deep into that, but you just have to remember you can use that content, you can remix it, you can put it into another content. You always have to name the source. Although if it's not CC0, you always have to name the source, and if you edit it, you have to make that visible. The content provided by the public broadcasters, in this case the ARD, which is a public broadcast in Germany, is of course provided all rights reserved, so you can't do a lot with it. You can access it still, it's good stuff, and there's a lot of viewers in the Mediathek and on YouTube and stuff, but there is potential, and I'll show you why. We had a campaign then. It was called Public Money, Public Content. You may see where this is coming from. We approached the public broadcasters to work together on this with the same argument I just made here to you. In every step of the way, we worked together with the community and with the awesome people of Wikilos Broadcast. And we are... I'll come back to that in a minute. So first, some public broadcasters, in this case Funk, which is a cooperation between the two big public broadcasters in Germany, who are producing content for young people and younger audiences. They try to summarize Wikipedia pages, which is a problem for the community, because they say, well, it's nice if you summarize it, but if the article changes, can we then change the video? No, video editing is more expensive, and you have to have certain programs for that and skills that fewer people have, so there's a smaller community to do it. So that's not content we really can use on Wikipedia. Although the videos were quite... they were quite high quality, they were rejected by the Wikipedia community. We came together in best faith, but this just didn't work out, as it sometimes does. Next try was to provide pictures of people. In this case, there was a reportage, a portrait of an actor or actress in this case, and they put that in Wikimedia Commons so that it could be used, for example, on Wikipedia, and it was used in several pages and also in pages all over the internet, always with a little mark that the content was provided by the public broadcaster, which is fine. But some community members then said, well, this photo is well too good to be publicly licensed. So there's a whole other kind of worms and another problem right there. We overcame that with a great pilot project, which I want to talk about right now. And if you're listening in a public broadcaster or working together with public broadcasters somewhere in the world, you should now be very interested. Because what we achieved here is openly licensed content being reused on all sorts of sites. We cannot track everything, but we can track what we already did, like in the own Mediathek, in the own channels of the ZDF, and on the YouTube channels and stuff. We can see how often this content was approached and was used. We can track how much it was used in Wikipedia and how often it was clicked on. And we can guess, because it has been published as well, because provided under a free and open license on Schulserver and stuff like that. So on networks for schools and on servers that provide educational content. And we can see that it's being adapted there, and that the community, the educational community, really wants to do things with it and is putting it to good use. How much? Come to that in a minute. First, the ZDF started with a climate and environmentally connected content, to and provided a material from there. So they came together with the producers, with the editors, with everyone involved in the process, and they said, in cooperation with us, we also gave some hints maybe, we cannot give the whole episode of Terra X, which is big, beautiful, and very expensive, and has a lot of third-party content, into the public domain, or into or licenses openly. It's just too expensive and not really, we cannot really do that. But there's some content inside these episodes which is built or which is produced completely in-house, or which we can target, and which we can buy the licenses for without straining our budget too much. So videos, CGIs, short pieces that are being produced anyways, that just have to be licensed under a CC license as well, and then uploaded into Wikimedia Commons. So this was the way to go for the CDF and for the Terra X team, and they did it, and they put a lot of videos there, which was then adapted by the community, the Wikipedia community. So they, the CDF didn't do any editing in the Wikipedia. They just gave their input, their content to the Commons, and then there was good stuff happening by the community. They adapted it and put it into mostly German-speaking, because, of course, it's German videos, German-speaking Wikipedia, German language Wikipedia articles, also some English Wikipedia articles. But there was also another beautiful thing happening, as you can see right here. They also did now started to do readups, and because they saw it's good, it's high quality content, we can build upon that. We can remix it, and we can readup it in Dutch, in Welsh, in Esperanto, and we can put subtitles on there in Latin and in Dutch and Catalan and in Spanish. So this content is now free and is evolving, and it's good, high quality, non-fictional, mostly scientific content that helps the Wikipedia communities to further reach their audience, to help provide knowledge to everyone, even if you're maybe visually impaired or mentally impaired, or you just don't want to read a long text right now because your head is buzzing and there's not enough coffee in the world. And you can just watch a video to maybe grasp the idea of this specific article or this paragraph there a little better. It's another way of providing information, and it works together like a charm. And we can see that also by the numbers on which those files are approached. So we tried first to do a page view analysis. So we put all the content, we monitored in which sites is the content implemented in or embedded in. And then tried to measure the viewership of the pages, which didn't really work because there was now it's over 120 files, and we cannot really reproduce that. We also tried to do a media view counter, which also then strained at some point. It exceeded the limitations of the tools we were having to measure that as soon as the files were too many. So we could like do a direct comparison of files, how they're performing, how they're doing, but we couldn't really track all of them. So then a great colleague of mine, Amir, he built this beautiful media views tool so that you can really monitor a whole category. So we can monitor how often the files in the category of Terra X provided videos. You see the short link right there, bits.ly/TerraX30, so the last 30 days of usage of Terra X content from Wikimedia Commons. And we can see a monthly usage of over 1 million views, which is a lot, because this is not just someone randomly browsing and finding this video and it's on autoplay, but searching for information on a topic like the Taj Mahal or like the harbor of Cartago or something like that, or COVID vaccine, and Then they're clicking on the article, they're clicking on the video embedded in the article and view it. And this is a very qualified counter right there. And this happens over a million times with the content that the ZDF has provided now every month and still growing. And that's good in several ways. First, it's great for the community because they can more easily reach their audience and they can help the audience understand the topic better. It makes Wikipedia more beautiful for the audience, of course. We just talked about that. And also for the content provider, because, of course, the content is branded. There's a little logo in there, and it's called Videos Provided by TerraX. I have stated the brand a few times now. And, of course, anyone who uses it has to quote the ZDF and TerraX at that point. It has to give attribution, which is good for the brand, and makes it more likely that at some other point when you're searching for information on the topic, you'll be circling back to TerraX, for example, and hopefully to Wikipedia. But there's more. We have done some high-level roundtables where we brought together unions, teachers' unions, as well as journalists' unions, as well as young journalists, people who work in research and in universities, library organizations, and of course the Wikipedia community, to see how we better can work together and what we can do and how we can monitor it and what is likely to be done and what not. Because, of course, also the public broadcasters have wishes for the community and for Wikimedia Deutschland, and as well as the other way around. Our main arguments here are that it improves the public good. It saves taxes. If schools, public schools, don't have to buy additional video content, for example, they can use the content that is already publicly funded for free. It strengthens the cooperation between different spheres of making knowledge available, and it's further helping them reaching their audience. And exactly the platforms that they're searching for information on. So as I said, our campaign was called Public Money, Public Good. And there were some reactions, and we had some great collaborations coming after that. I now, on this point, have to thank all the stakeholders that supported the campaign, not only the Chaos Communication Club, Chaos Computer Club, but also the Libraries Association, the Teachers Associations in Germany, and Kiron University, and some others that you can see there. If you're a stakeholder on an international level and want to join this claim for more content provided by the public broadcasters, reach out to me, bernd.fiedler@wikimedia.de, and we can talk about it, or maybe after that in the Q&A. So we wrote a lot of letters. There were 10,000 little postcards being sent to the public broadcasters where anyone could put a little comment. I want to use that because da-da-da-da-da. And there were a lot of educators, teachers, and knowledge workers who reached out to us and said, finally, I wanted to use, or I have used in a limited way, the content already, and there's so much more and so much better stuff I want to do with it. I want to screenshot it and put it on a paper and then build a quiz out of it, whatever. And there are the limitations of copyright, and the Creative Commons licensing makes it easier for me. Also, the ID, the second or another really big public broadcast in Germany, also tried to adapt Creative Commons licensing. They did, even with their most important broadcasts, like Tagesschau, which is the common news broadcast for every German. They are providing graphics and short videos under a Creative Commons NCND, so non for commercial and no variations stuff. So at least it is available indefinitely now, so it can be linked upon and it can be used in certain ways, especially in schools. But you cannot really use it on Wikipedia right now. They also put some podcasts like the coronavirus update, which is like one of the most listened to podcasts right now, scientific podcasts here in Germany, under a CC license, which is also a great step. And there's a reason why they are hesitant to put content under a more open license, not only because of licensing issues and because of the money you have to additionally pay for it, but also in fear of there's some uses that they don't want. In our experience, though, we see that on the ZDF content. There's a lot of good stuff happening with it. And none of the fears were matched. None of the fears really came true. There are adaptations and there are read-ups, but they are good. They are in the way we would have wanted it. And sometimes you just have to take a leap of faith and see good stuff happening. Right? As of right now, the licensing policies and the public broadcasters, they make... So the bad stuff's happening anyway. People will steal it, will adapt it, will put little horns on people's heads and whatever, and they don't really care about copyright. Which also would not be possible with Creative Commons, because there's limitations to the license you give them with Creative Commons, and putting it in a context where it's not right is one of those limitations. But whatever. But Creative Commons makes the uses you want to give, you want to make possible, available, and this all very much cheaply. And there will be stuff coming out from the IID, I hope. As of now, this is the chair of the IID, of the big public broadcast in Germany, and they say it's a cornerstone, it's an important building block on which how to make our content available indefinitely as possible and easily as accessible as possible. Even this press release, though, you see on the photo right there, there's all rights reserved, so this is copyrighted content, which I quote here. So, way to go. But there's good stuff, there's good faith, I have good faith, and there's a lot of goodwill on all institutions, and we're working together to that common goal. There's also a global task force of public broadcasters, and they're saying, we share the common duty to inform, educate, and entertain. The engagement with audiences of all ages across a range of broadcast and online services, Wikipedia, is critical to our success in serving them whenever, wherever, and however they want. And to reach that, dear public broadcasters all around the world, whether you're the NPR, the NHK, the PBS, the BBC, the RAA, CBC, EBC, or RAF, your content should be freely licensed wherever possible. It should be paid fairly, it should be accessible everywhere, and it should be accessible anytime. And then we can build upon it, and there's all kinds of good stuff shooting out of it. And we can measure that now. So our mission is clear. And there's a lot of good people working together on all sides to make it possible. And I have to thank all the partners that we've been doing great stuff up until now and will be doing great stuff in the years to come. And the community who is open for adapting the content and putting it to good use on different Wikipedia pages. And if you're a public broadcaster and think, well, I want that, I want a part of that, feel free to reach out to us, and we will make and bring this thing international. Our arguments condensed are there at bit.ly/publicbroadcast on the Medium blog of the Wikimedia Foundation, where we're trying to condense this whole talk into a few paragraphs. Thank you for listening, for attending this session here, and I'm very happy to take your questions now and to together free more great content to build amazing stuff out of it. Thank you very much.
Awesome. We are now connected to our speaker remotely, not via satellite, just like the usual public broadcasting studios do, but via internet, because we're modern, with Bernd Fiedler, who is our correspondent today, more or less. Hello, Bernd, how are you today?
Hello, I'm fine, and I hope you are all as well. You've heard a lot, and I hope you have some questions for me.
We're still waiting for questions. You can still ask them via IRC or Twitter with the hashtag RC3WikiPaka. We're listening to all of them and we'll relay them to our speaker here. You had an interesting slide at the end of your talk, towards the end of your talk, with Tom Buro, who was stating something along the lines of CC licenses are an important part of what the public broadcasting institutions in Germany are doing. And at the very bottom right, you made me aware of that. I didn't even see it first, that there was an all rights reserved clause. This looks for me like there is an cultural obstacle still to be surmounted, to be surpassed. Is there any hope that this cultural change is taking place?
Yes.
Okay, it's this wasn't easy. Okay, how would you say is
this? Well, it's really not easy. They are buying licenses, and then they can do a limited stuff with it. And they are now, they have a lot of contracts, and if you have a big ship like the Ideas at ZDF, you have all kinds of standard contracts. And you have to change those first before you can do anything. So that's a chicken and egg problem. They also say we can't because they are not, the contracts are not there. So I can't waive any rights. And the public broadcasters say, well, the authors wouldn't agree to it, so we don't have the contracts yet. And there's a big cultural change going on right now. There's a lot of redaktion, a lot of editors, a lot of content creators who want to try out stuff, who are reaching out to us. But it takes time because it's a big wheel we're trying to turn here. And big wheels take time to start turning.
Well, 2020 has taught us to be patient and wait for changes, but there might be some people in the audience who don't want to wait. And what you told me about these standard contracts sounds awfully familiar for people who work with public administrations who are facing similar problems with subcontractors and people they depend upon. And one way that has been shown in that realm would be to provide boilerplate licenses that the institutions can actually use and reuse. Has anybody tried that?
Well, they are using Creative Commons right now, but I think what exactly do we mean with boilerplate licenses?
Yeah, of course. I mean, Creative Commons is of course a boilerplate license for sub-licensing. Okay. But you told me about, as far as I understand it, the public broadcasting institutions use subcontractors to actually produce their contents. And they would have to enter contracts and new licenses that permit sub-licensing under Creative Commons clauses. So if somebody, let's say Wikimedia or some other instance, were to provide the public broadcasters with boilerplate licenses for their subcontractors, wouldn't that be an option?
If we
drop the hot potato in your lap, but
we can't look that far into the contract business of the public broadcasters and their subcontractors. But this is exactly how TerraX did it in the end. So they are having a subcontractor, and at the very beginning of the process, of the broadcasting process and production process, they said, well, let's try this, and we will take some of the stuff and release it under Creative Commons. Are you all right with that? In an ongoing production, and most contracts are already set, and you always go back to the same contractor, you can't really do that, or that's hard. You just you need an outside impulse for that, and that's where the audience comes into play, because I bet all of you have a loved podcast or some broadcast that you see at the public broadcasters, and you want to bring to the comments or content you want to bring into the comments, and of course you can reach out to the broadcaster, you can reach out to the redaktion and say, we want to do that. We want to see that in the comments. Why isn't it? And then they have to ask the legal people, and the legal people then sometimes consult with us, and then we can try to do something. So it's big wheels, but many, many small angles where you can attack.
That sounds like a call to action for me. People who are watching right now and listening right now, where would they direct such questions? Would they just add ZDF or add Die Presse or whatever on Twitter? Or is there any way that is more impactful? Maybe send a fax or something like that?
You know what? Do that right now. Right now, during this Q&A, you can add ZDF and add ARD Presse to do just that. And there are people there watching that, watching it. And the more impulses there are, the more likely they will be moving. But also standard email, they are read. Like every Programmbeschwerde, every input from audiences is being read at the public broadcaster's offices. So just type an email and say, I love your content. Why isn't it Creative Commons? Cheers. And there you go. This is this helps us a lot. And it helps the people inside the houses, inside the public broadcasters, who really want to get things going. But they are also the ones who say, we don't really need to change that, do we? But you and us, we have to show them that the future lies in Creative Commons licensing and in open licensing, and not just getting on with not providing open content and deleting stuff that is good and that could have been reused if only it would have been licensed correctly.
Okay, so we are not screaming into the void, but we have allies within the broadcasting authorities that really want our help, actually. Is that true?
It is. And there are a lot of people doing the hard work. My job is easy. I'm sitting at the outside and saying, why don't you? Why couldn't you? Oh, that would be a good idea. And they are confronted with all the people who know the ifs and whens and who always say no because. And they're finding reasons why this shouldn't be possible. But we are now going on from the production level, because the content providers, they want their products and their content to be remixed. We are also going from the political level, because that's important. It's public broadcasters, obviously. And we are going on from the intendanten, so from the chair level. And everyone working at the ARD and ZDF, there's a little bit, if they try something new, they can fail and they can get smacked over the head with people who are angry at them, because there are so many angry people out there who attack the public broadcasters all the time. And if they see that it works at one public broadcaster, like at the ZDF, it's very much more likely that another public broadcaster will also try out that course of action.
Well, this is very close.
A little bit beyond Mikado.
That rings very close to our heart, because we do have our WGF Alpha night program, and we would have loved to include Bernd das Brot in that. So for all the people who are right now composing tweets at ZDF, well, maybe in the future, and maybe we're depending on all the people composing tweets right now at ZDF for all the activists who are, well, who do have experience with mass mailing members of parliament. They know that mass mails that follow a template are not as impactful as individual letters. So
yes.
is it a detriment if they include in their tweet the ÖGÖG hashtag or any other campaign motto?
The German slogan for public money, public content, öffentliches Geld, öffentliches Gut, ÖGÖG. You can do that. So we can monitor it a little bit and see who else is interested in that. You can also reach out to the Wikiloves broadcast group in Wikipedia. They're a group of activists who have experience in that and who are standing by to help public broadcasters understand the Wikipedia and to see whether and where the content fits. So there's a lot of ways to engage in that. And if you have ideas for that, or just questions, you can reach out to me anytime. You have my address at the Medium article at Wikimedia Foundation, or you can just write me at bernd.fiedler@wikimedia.de. And yeah, I'm happy to help, because there's good stuff. We want to have it in the public domain. Let's make it possible together. I need help.
That sounds like a call to action. In the background chat we had before we went live, you mentioned something about the big gulf of material that's already been produced and is in a kind of legal limbo that is not so easily released right now. Can you tell a little bit more about that?
I think I misunderstood your question there.
I mean, we have a similar situation in the United States with works that have been published after the 1920s, where copyright laws has been made more stringent, and the original creators can't be contacted anymore.
We have two courses of action that the public broadcasters are trying right now. I mean, if you're sitting on a treasure box, you want to open it up and share it, if it doesn't get less worthwhile. So the idea is trying to provide content that they already have produced, but clearing the rights for that stuff that already is produced is a pain in the ass, and it's really hard and sometimes impossible to reach every creator who was connected with a production. So everything that is in the past is kind of lost for our goal for Creative Commons licensing, especially stuff that's being produced that has been released after 1970 or so. So they are opening up their archives, and that's really a treasure for Wikipedia. They can then link to it, and they can at least access it definitely. But the other course of action seems to me much more sustainable, to see in which new productions from now on we can implement Creative Commons licensing, and so that we can only look and walk into the future here. Although I'd love to see all the good stuff I've been seeing on the air already to become Creative Commons, but that's really hard.
Well, not to end on a dystopic note, but to go forth with the utopias, there is a way to open at least the future releases, and you've shown us how to do that, and we thank you. I mean, we are the unofficial public broadcasting cosplay channel at RC3. So anybody who's interested in having more interesting night program for future programming, please contact Bernd. Bernd, thanks again so much for being on air right now with us, and keep up the good fight in the name of the love of public broadcasting.
I'm counting on you. See you soon.
See you. Bye, Bernd.